We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, we are 91.7 on your dial, or you may be listening on the World Wide Web at WYXR.org. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing this morning, welcome to the show. We do a show every Monday morning here called Songs That Move You, and I bring a friend in, and they bring 10 songs that move them somehow. So the songs that are going to be moving you today are the maybe not the favorite songs, but the picks this week from Christy Ryan. Hey, Christy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is fun. So you've listened to the show before, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I always ask people, was it hard to pick your 10 songs?
No, not at all.
It was not? Okay, that's good. That's a very good thing. Some people tell me they start and they go, they have like 40 songs on their list and then have to cut it down and cut it down.
I had 15.
Oh, okay.
And I cut it down to 10. Yeah.
That's great. Well, this is a great list you have.
Thank you.
And so we're gonna talk about your songs. We're going to talk about where you grew up and all that, and I'm just glad to have you here this morning. I know you through Elmwood Cemetery.
That's right. I am. I'm a cradle gardener there, which I think is how I met Kim.
Right.
And so, yeah, it just kind of came from that.
Yeah, we'll talk about some cradle gardening and all that stuff. Folks, good morning. And we're going to start off with Christy's first pick. What do you got here?
It's St. James Infirmary by Louis Armstrong and his Savoy Ballroom 5.
Hmm. Okay. And why did you pick this one?
It's my favorite song.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
It reminds me so much of New Orleans, which is one of my favorite cities. And I love New Orleans. I love just sort of the spookiness of it. And there's something about the song that is very spooky, too. And
yes,
so, it's my favorite.
Here we go. This is St. James Infirmary.
St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, stretched out on the long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over. She'll never find a sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight leg shoes, box back coat, and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know that I died standing pat.
Thank you. All right. Wow. That's an incredible song.
Just the best.
I love that. Wow. Louis Armstrong, man, they were, he was on fire his whole career, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. He really was. He just got it.
Yeah.
And I love it when you hear a musician that has that level of confidence. That's a nice thing.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. That's art. All right. So, let's see. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, they said, have you started doing the weather forecast? Usually I just come up and say, hey, I think it's going to be a nice week, but that's not the weather forecast. Who knows? But I really do think it's going to be a nice week.
I think
this
so.
Week.
We're finally in spring.
I
thank
know,
goodness.
God. And we've got, when is the equinox? The 21st?
Well, 20... it might be Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
So 19th or 20th.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, and the sun will be straight to your east and west then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which for driving is sometimes problematic, but that's okay too. I'm ready for spring to be here. All right. Well, T. Wood, why don't we push along to your next pick here and tell me what that is and why?
It's Dreaming by Blondie. So my whole set list is kind of chronological in terms of just songs that have meant something to me through my life. And so some of my earliest memories are growing up. I grew up in Midtown in Hyde Park, and so
okay.
I just have all these memories of spending, you know, all day outside in the summer, and my mom would be out there suntanning, and so of course we'd be listening to her music. So she was really into Blondie, Tom Petty, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
So this is Dreaming by Blondie.
Oh, that's so cool. Here we go. That made me feel like I was 35 years old again. Yeah, Dreaming. That's a great song.
It's the best, yeah.
I have not heard that in a minute.
You know?
Just makes you want to go out and, I don't know, be outside in the summer, right? Like, just has that vibe to it.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect song. Perfect song. Yeah, I just hadn't even thought of that song in a while, which is one of the reasons I love doing this show, because people bring things. And I think, God, I know that song, but I just haven't thought of it in so long. You know, it's always a nice thing. So you grew up in Hyde Park, huh?
I did, yeah.
Great place to be.
It really was.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. We grew up, my house was right next to Rhodes, and so we had some missing fence boards in the fence, so we would just walk on over, go to the old pool that was on like the east side of the campus, and those are some really good memories.
Oh, and what a beautiful part of town that is. Golly. Yep. I used to go. I had some friends who lived there, and we would walk across over into the old forest. We were on the Park Friends board at the time, and we'd go do trash pickups over there and all that. Just what a nice place, though. What a very nice place. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. My name's Willie, and Christy Ryan is my guest. Christy, what do you do for a living?
I am a realtor.
Oh, okay, folks. There you go. If you need a house, you know who to call. You're easily found.
I am, yes.
Okay, all right. So how has this, I don't want to really throw you a curveball here, but so how is like the housing crisis and everything and all the prices going up so much? How has that been a revelation to you, or did you see it coming?
I mean, I think you could see it coming. Like there was already, I think with the demographic changes with, you know, people for one aging in place in their homes and then also millennials finally being in a place in their lives where they feel like they can buy a home, there's just not enough homes to go around. So if you combine that with the interest rates of, you know, 2020, 2021, when it was so low, like it just created this frenzy. And so it makes sense that we are where we are now. And so,
Wow. Wow. That's I can't understand the ins and outs of all this. I've bought a few homes, and I always just want to just bring the papers and let me sign them. It's probably the worst thing to do. Don't read anything. Just sign it, right? All right. Well, tell you what. When you send me your list, and folks, the way this works, Christy sends me her list, and you know I put together a playlist so we can play those for you. And this third song just knocked my socks off because it is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I've been doing this show for almost 3 years now, and I have never heard this song played on here before, which is great. So tell what the song is.
It's Tell Mama by Etta James.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a great song. Here we go. One of my favorites.
Give you the world. Now you find
Well, well, well. I tell you what, it doesn't get much better than Etta James.
It doesn't. Saying,
"Tell Mama."
Yeah.
Wow. That's some good stuff. I worked with Etta James one time many years ago, probably 1999 or something like that. And she was quite feisty.
I believe it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
She was something. Just a lot of fun. You know, everybody was kind of gathered around. She was telling stories and things. Oh, man. And I forget what she sang that night. She did a song. It was very cool, though, meeting Etta James.
Yeah, that was one of my first cassette tapes.
Like, oh, was it really?
A little hot pink tape player, and I had three cassette tapes that I can remember.
Yeah.
One was The Best of Etta James, The Best of Queen, and then I think the soundtrack to Les Mis. And so those were on heavy rotation.
Wow.
When I was little.
Oh, wow. So would you perform these songs in front of the mirror?
No. Although I probably also had the soundtrack to Cats, and I would perform that for my parents.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. That's good. Hey, it's good to learn to perform, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. All right, folks. Well, I need to tell you right now that WYXR does a lot in the community, and just always remember, we are all volunteer radio here, and it's community radio. Now, I do want to tell you, we have some ticket giveaways that you can get by going to tickets.wyxr.org. If you would like to see Kraftwerk, and Kraftwerk is coming to the Overton Park Shell on March 25th, or the Outlaw Tour, June 27th at the Radiance Amphitheater, and that's Willie Nelson and his folk. And then Lake Street Drive is going to be at the Orpheum on September 16th. So if you'd like to go to any of these shows, you too can go to tickets.wyxr.org and register for those, and I hope you win if these are any of your favorite bands. So WYXR got it going on all the time. And as always, if you want to donate to this station, go to WYXR.org and hit the donate button. Okay, Christy Ryan's with me this morning, and we're talking about her favorite songs. And I see this next one is also one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Yes. I love this song.
I'm feeling so good about my set list. You're making me feel really good.
You got
about
some
it.
Great stuff. I tell you what, I got to give you some props on this. This is good stuff. What do we got next?
We've got Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
And what a song that is.
Yes. Tom Petty was my first concert, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, he played at the Orpheum in 1995. I actually looked it up today. It was May 30th, 1995.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I bet that was a great show.
I think I slept for most of it, but it probably was a great show. I probably only made it through the opener. Who's to say if I actually saw Tom Petty, but I was I was physically there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, here we go. Here's Tom doing Mary Jane's Last Dance. This town again.
never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Market Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
Well, I would say that is pretty near perfection right there.
Absolutely.
I love that. It has just enough swagger,
mm-hmm.
you know. That,
yeah, that's a perfect word.
That makes it so authentic sounding, and you believe everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love that song. I've heard it a million times, and I still love that song. All right. So, Christy, where did you go to school? Did you do your career at Snowden, or did you go to...
I went to St. Mary's.
You went to St.
Yeah,
Mary's, okay.
For forever, so yeah, kindergarten through senior year. I graduated
really?
With
okay.
a class of like 60 girls, most of whom had been together the whole time, so it was
really?
A close-knit group. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Shout out to the class of 2006.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's an incredible thing to just have this thread that runs through
yeah.
your life.
And we're all yeah. still really close, so
yeah.
that's nice.
That's great. I grew up in a small town down in Mississippi, and same thing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's, you know, you sit by the same people for 12 years, 13 years.
I've been reading your book.
Yeah. Oh, you
yes,
have?
Yes, so
okay.
highly recommend to any listeners out there, Mississippi Hippie, pick up a copy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I was not fishing for a plug, but thank you. I appreciate that. That was another thing. I was really trying to write something authentic.
Yeah, you're a great writer. I mean, it's...
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I knew that at some point in my life I had to say those things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people have told me, well, you didn't make yourself look particularly good. I think, you know, that's not the point
yeah.
of writing a book. You want to tell the truth about your truth about things like that.
Definitely.
So,
do you still have a house down in Rolling Fork?
I don't. You know, I sold that house, I think, in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 18. I'm not sure, but a few years ago. And, you know, Rolling Fork was hit by a terrible, terrible tornado.
Well, that was the first one I saw in your book. That's where you grew up. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because
right.
I saw a video of that tornado online, and it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. So it's just devastating what happened down there.
It really was. And I guess now's a good time to tell our audience out there that my friend George Larimore and I made 3 half-hour documentaries. We followed the rebuilding and the whole tragedy for Mississippi Public Broadcasting.
Amazing.
And they've shown on there. So WKNO, Channel 10, has come to us, and we have recently cut that 90-minute piece down to a one-hour piece, and it's going to show on WKNO in April.
Oh, great.
And I don't have a date right here, but just, you know, watch. They're going to be doing some promos. But we tightened it up because, you know, as we were doing things in real time, you know, there were questions we had. Well, if this happens, then this might happen. And we just kind of felt like, you know, it's been almost 2 years, and we kind of know the story now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to condense it some. But, so the Rolling Fork tornado, look for that on WKNO. And thank you so much for saying that.
You're
it
welcome.
Was a devastation to my little town.
Yeah.
You know, 2/3 of the houses and the buildings were simply obliterated.
Yeah, that's
and
just
it's
crazy.
Just a very, very tough thing. All right, so you went to St. Mary's. I always thought that it would be so cool to go to a place where you just went with a select group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, man, I would have loved to have had an education like that.
Yeah. It was nice. And then I went to the University of Texas at Austin for college.
Oh, you did?
In hindsight.
Well, why didn't you go somewhere big?
I know. That's the thing. I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, of course I was not going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I basically just wanted to hang out in Austin because,
right,
of course, why
yeah.
wouldn't you? But, you know, I should have gone to a smaller school coming from St. Mary's and just having that experience. But
yeah.
you know what? Hanging out in Austin was fun, too.
I bet Austin was very cool. That I love Austin. What a great place. It was one of the trips Kim and I took a couple of years ago. We went out to Austin and toured the State House,
mm-hmm.
and went to the Lyndon Johnson Presidential Library. Austin's a great place.
Yeah, it's amazing how much it's changed because I graduated in 2009.
Yeah.
And so I actually went back last spring for the first time in like 11 years, and I couldn't believe how
really?
Different it felt. You wow. know, just it's... so many people moved there, you know, from California or whatever. So it's there's a little bit of a different vibe, but it's still such a fun place to visit.
Yeah. Could you, when you were living there, I mean, that's another one of the places on the planet that's really authentic. Did you get that?
I did. Yeah. And it was definitely, I mean, even when I was living there, you know, Keep Austin Weird, that was very much in the, the culture. And so people were really wanting to keep that authenticity in their city. So
well, it's usually the thing that that makes it attractive is the thing that kills it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People just kind of overdo it, and they don't like the downside of the authentic sometimes, you know, because there's, you know, everything has an upside and a downside, and sometimes the being authentic is a tough thing to have to put up with.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful place that is, though. So did you ever go to rafting on the, what is the river thing?
I didn't.
You
yeah,
didn't do
really
that?
I didn't venture
yeah.
out much.
Yeah.
yeah. I just stayed stayed in the city.
What did you major in?
Radio, funny enough, radio, television, and film.
Did
Although
you
I really?
Really?
Had no radio classes whatsoever. But yeah, television and film was my
okay.
focus.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have some good instructors?
I
mean, did.
Did
you learn a
yeah.
lot? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could have, looking back on that experience, I think I should have made better use of the resources they had at that school because they had, you know, all this equipment rental. So, like, you really could have been making your own films outside of class, but I wasn't really doing any of that.
Yeah.
So I wish I'd been a little bit more dialed in, but I did have some really great teachers. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Did you live on campus or out in the wild?
Out in the wild.
Did you really?
In a couple of different ways. So, yeah, I had a little apartment not far from campus.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's fun.
That's great. That's great. All right. Well, let's push it along, folks. My guest this morning is Christy Ryan. And we're having a good time just, as they say, chopping it up here. Talking about it. Yep. And what have we got next on your list?
So next up is Just a Girl by No Doubt, because that album was so formative
really?
For me. I mean, you know, I was talking about having these cassette tapes like Etta James and Queen, but those definitely came from like my mom. But I think like No Doubt, that's one of the first albums I can remember wanting, you know, and like TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool was another one. So there were some albums like in that early 90s or early to mid 90s period that were very important to me. And this is one of them.
Oh, that's great. Here we go. Just a Girl.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand.
Spooky there
spooky.
At the end. There we go. Okay, I'm Just a Girl. That is a cool song.
It's a jam.
You got some great stuff here. You got some great stuff. So I got to ask you now, will you come back again sometime?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, all right, good. Are you already thinking about your second list?
No. will be after this. You bet.
All right, that's great. Okay, so we were talking about you being at the University of Texas. Did you stay in Austin after you graduated?
I didn't. I actually, so in the film program, you could do your last semester of school in LA and do an internship at the same time. So I moved to LA to do my last semester, and I had an internship at Focus Features, and then I just ended up staying out there after that. Yeah.
So how was it working in the, like, the real film business?
You know, I eventually left because it wasn't the right fit for me, but I had some really great jobs. I mean, I worked at Anonymous Content for Eli Seldon, a talent manager who's actually also from Memphis.
Okay.
So that was a great job. Love Eli. And then I was Jinji Cohan's assistant. Jinji created Weeds and Orange is the New Black. So I was working for her.
Wow.
But I wanted to be a screenwriter. And so I was applying to screenwriting programs, and I really wanted to go to USC, so I applied there. And at the time, I think the acceptance rate was like 12%. And my application was waitlisted, which actually turned out to be a really great thing, because it made me do a lot of soul searching and kind of ask myself if this was really what I wanted. And I just, my heart just wasn't in it anymore, I think. And so, dropped off the wait list and went to culinary school just to do something completely different.
Oh, really? Okay, wow. Well, that is kind of a left turn.
Yeah. No, but it was so great, because I think after writing, you know, when you're writing, it's like, and you know this, it's like you never feel like you're done.
Oh, yeah.
And you're alone with your thoughts so much.
Yes.
And it just, I just wanted to mix it up. So like going to culinary school where you're cooking something, you're making something with your hands, you're done with it that day, and you can also eat the finished product. I was like, sign me up, you know.
Oh, that that's well put. That is very well put. Yeah. And it's kind of a team sport too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, you're in there, if somebody's not doing this, then you can't do your part.
Yeah, because before that I was writing in like a windowless garage, and it just, you know, if you're like by yourself that much with your own thoughts in a windowless garage, it just doesn't go anywhere good.
Yeah.
So it was a great change.
So, well, you know, it's funny, and I wish someone had told me this when I was younger. And I always told my kids this, is that the one good piece of advice I could give you is that it's okay to change your mind. You know, if you've been thinking about something forever, I want to be this, I want to be an architect, whatever. And if you get in that business and see it's not for you, see it's not what you thought it was going to be, you know, it's okay to change your mind.
Absolutely. And I think I kind of struggled with that. I felt kind of bad about not sticking with that or whatever. And then, you know, now I'm a realtor, so I didn't like stick with the culinary world either. But I think you just realize that it's all steps along your journey, and it might not be this like straight line that you think it's going to be, but it's all just part of the journey.
Well,
right?
And it's you're putting each one of those tools, you know, in your tool chest.
Exactly.
And you've got all those things.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, and that just broadens you as a human being, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It's to know how to do a lot of stuff.
Definitely.
You know.
And I think weirdly now, being a realtor, I think I use different facets of everything that I've done before. So I think it's actually a really good fit for me. So.
That's a wonderful thing. That's folks, if you're out there wondering what to do with your life, I hope you just chewed on that a little bit, and because that is really well put. Change your mind when you need to, and do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's never too late. I mean, whatever
Yeah. That's right. Just do it. All right. Let's push it along. Folks, you are listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here, glad you're starting your week with us, and I hope you have a wonderful week. It's going to be nice. That was your weather report yet again, and we're talking with Christy Ryan here, and these are the songs that move her. What do we got next?
We've got Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes. So this song, when I got my driver's license, I burned a CD, a mixtape for myself.
Right.
This was the first song, and so it was like, this was... I can remember like pulling out of the driveway first time out, you know, and this was the song that was on, and it just was just freedom, you know, just that sense of like, I can go anywhere, like just this, like just riding high on like autonomy.
Oh, so. I love that. And this was your soundtrack.
Yes.
Cruising down North Parkway.
That's right.
Right. Here we go.
Time right behind.
Okay, the White Stripes. Wow, that was a good one.
Yeah,
I get you up dancing if you felt like dancing. I guarantee you there was somebody out in the listening audience dancing around the house.
That's a song that can get you amped. You know,
like
just ready just to go out there and face the world.
That's right. Wow. Okay, and your soundtrack.
That's right.
I love that. So where would you go when you would get in your car when you first started driving? Would you go
That's
pick up
great
friends?
Question. I don't even
stuff?
Know. I mean, who knows? I was telling Bridget this morning, it's so cool reading your book because I can tell you're one of those people that remembers everything, and I remember very little.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I wish I had a memory like yours. But yeah, I mean, even day to day, I'm like, I don't know what I do. You know, so who knows what I was up to. But yeah, I mean, probably picking up friends and... Who knows?
Yeah. Well, did y'all cruise any places? I mean, when I was growing up, of course, there was really nowhere to go. So we would cruise through the Dairy Queen, you know, over and over and over. So,
yeah, I think driving around just in general was fun.
Riding and looking.
I hear, though, that now kids are not into driving like teenagers now.
Yeah.
It's like more of them are not interested in getting their driver's license.
You know,
they're putting
heard
it
that.
Off for longer, and I'm like, I can't relate.
I tell you,
the only thing I was interested in.
Me too. The second I could get mine, and back then, back in the olden days, you could get your driver's license in Mississippi at 15.
Oh wow!
And so I got mine the day I turned 15. Mm-hmm. But I'd been driving for years. I had been. I mean, you know, in a small town, nobody's looking, you know. You just drive. I worked for this guy when I was, I don't know, 12 or 13, and he measured cotton. And so we were always, like, having to drive around cotton fields.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove the car, and he would lay up on the hood with the maps and do whatever he needed to. But I would drive, you know. And I would, you know, just kind of have to sit on one leg so I could see over the steering wheel. Yeah, it probably wasn't the safest thing in the world. But hey, makes for a good story, right?
Yeah.
I did make it. I certainly made it. All right. Well, I see this next song is one that is it's a little bit of a curveball.
It is.
Yeah. So tell about this.
So this is Jackson by Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. I almost played the prelude to Vertigo because this is sort of like when I got into film. So anyway, the first summer that I had my driver's license, I worked on Walk the Line when it was shooting here.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, so they had hired me on as an intern, but then I think they were short staffed, so they just hired me full time and gave me a lot of responsibility as a 16-year-old. So I was working every day and like very kind of like the right-hand person to the casting director that was on site. And yeah, and it was an amazing experience.
Wow.
And just, you know, we went to just to see how they did, especially all the extras casting, getting all those people, getting them all dressed in period costume.
Oh, God,
and then we would go to like the Scottish Rite on Union and do scenes there, or Humes High School, which I think is now Humes Middle School, but and shot a lot there. But it was amazing. And one night I was a featured, like I was actually in it. And so I was a featured extra. And so I was, you know, interacting with Joaquin Phoenix, and just to see him kind of work through his process as an actor was so fascinating. And it was an amazing experience. And everybody on that production was then going to go move on to another production because it's kind of like that. It's almost like a traveling road show, you know? And so they were like going to go do another movie and Kentucky, and they're like, "Are you coming with us?" I was like, "I've got to go back to high school. You know, I got to go by my junior year. Like, I have to finish." So, like,
yeah,
that's what got me into film, and that's why I wanted to go to UT Austin.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great story.
It was a great experience.
I had no idea. I remember one day, because my office was downtown at the time, and then when I was shooting that, and we used to go eat at the arcade a lot. We pull up to the arcade, and like there are all these people around me going, "What's going on here?" And we walked by, and one of the people with me said, "We just walked by Joaquin Phoenix."
Yeah.
And they went, "Well, what?" Yeah.
It's
and they were getting ready to shoot, but they had the whole street dressed and everything. It was incredible.
And just to be like, yeah, if you're there when everyone's in costume. I mean, like, I remember there was one scene at Humes that they were filming a concert scene, and then we were all in the gymnasium and, you know, dancing to this music and watching the actors on stage, and it just like really put you back in that time, and it was a really amazing experience.
How cool. Yeah. All right. Well, what are we going to hear?
So this is Jackson by Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash.
Here we go.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big tough man, make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
And I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all.
What a great song. I love that song.
It's a good one.
And you were there when they made that movie. And that's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it really turned out nice,
I know. I can't, it's 21 years old now.
Wow.
That was 2004.
That is hard to believe.
I know.
Wow. That's something. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. Glad you're here today. We're going to jump right in because we got three more songs to do, and we've been yakking.
We have been.
Well, it's just been fine. It's okay to yak. What we got next?
We've got When I'm With You by Best Coast.
Okay, here we go.
The world.
Yeah.
right. Okay, there you go. That was When I'm With You by Best Coast. I had never heard that song before.
That's my L.A. song.
Oh,
that
okay.
Best Coast really makes me just think about living in L.A. Yeah. Yeah.
And how was that?
That was great. I lived there for 8 years. I loved it. But, yeah, Memphis called me back. So here I am.
Good for you. We're glad you're here.
Me too.
Glad you're here. All right, so we're going to have to scoot on through this. We got a short song next,
yes.
Which I love. It reminds me of being a little kid.
Oh, really?
Yep. What is it?
It's Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny.
Here we go. Gets me.
That's a good one.
Makes me feel like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Or however old I was. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. You've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. My guest has been Christy Ryan, and I've got more news. Bridget is coming on the show in June sometime,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Also, I have to say shout out to Bridget because our 9th wedding anniversary is this Wednesday.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
Sleepwalk is our song.
Oh, so, that's so great. That is wonderful. All right, we're going to scoot on out of here. David's here with the new Soft Shoe Show, and we're going to be having a big time here. We got 30 seconds. Let's play some of your last song.
Okay, the last song is Bring It On Home to Memphis by Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell.
Here we go.